Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Ambridge on the Couch, an in-depth look at the Archers with me, Harriet Carmichael, and Lucy Freeman. Where's everyone else?
Oh, and he's in the kitchen, actually. I'm waving at him.
Sorry, Mr. Newby in the kitchen, and fabulous Febreze. Oh, God, dread to think where he is.
And Jeff Thomas.
And Jeff, oh, sorry, him as well?
Yeah, I know.
Your kitchen's crowded,
it's
Lucy.
Rammed. Plus people being shown round, and oh my God.
Nick Berry, but that's another story. That's now, before story. We make a start on your emails, let's have a recap on what happened this week in Ambridge. Not the real world,
yes.
In Ambridge.
Yes, because we are aware that the Queen died. You may have
past,
heard.
Past, Lucy.
Past.
You're not allowed to say died anymore.
Aren't you?
Oh, no one says it anymore. Everyone said past, the passing of the Queen. You know, I haven't heard...
That sounds like she's driven by you, waving.
I feel like I don't want to get into disrespectful territory, because no. I was actually genuinely upset.
Tilly said, it's like a relative or something.
It is, she said, it is.
She said, I don't, you know, she's sort of been there. I haven't, you know, sort of...
Met her.
Yeah, met her or anything, but she said she's sort of just been there the whole time.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock, wasn't it? Like a wall falling down or something. Mm. Or, no, I was a bit shook up and then wanted to listen to the Archers again.
Yes.
But so thanks, BBC Sounds, for having it on fleetingly.
Yes.
And but we do, we obviously, oh God, we haven't got a formal bit like
no.
Everyone else.
But we like the Queen. Best of a bad bunch, I say. Well done, Queen. Sorry you've died.
Well, we are sorry because, I quite like the new print, what's his name? King Charles?
Yes, King Charles Spaniel. Yes.
Quite liked his speech, Lucy. Found it quite...
Did he speak? What did he say?
He did a speech. You can listen to it on BBC Sounds.
Oh,
it was quite
okay.
Rousing, I thought.
Okay.
And then he actually had a really sweet bit at the end, which was about angels fleeing his mother after her passing to heaven or something like that.
Oh.
It was something quite nice.
Oh.
Yeah, it was actually quite moving.
Good. Well, well done, everybody.
But, shout out to... sending our best to all.
Oh boy.
God. Why can't we be more professional like all the other brands that have mentioned it in quite a considered way?
I know. I just said to Harriet that before we started the process, I just had an email from Marks and Spencer's telling me what their plans were to commemorate the death of the Queen. And I wasn't quite sure why they were telling me, really, because I don't have a lot to do with Marks and Spencer's on a daily basis. And what...
Would it be okay if...
Just wanted to run it by you before.
We're definitely not shutting our shops.
No. We're only having black bras and knickers on display.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if they dressed the mannequins up in the window in mourning? Yeah, well, it's a bit annoying that football matches were cancelled because now my children have become Republicans overnight.
Right.
They just can't get their head up. They're only little. They want to go to the football. They've been really looking forward to the match. Aww. And they just don't get it.
Why does she mind if we play more, if we watch football?
I know. Well, and play. And my boy's match was cancelled this morning because it's all FA associated. But I think she wouldn't want kids not to be playing football today.
No.
I don't think she'd want that. But it's all protocol, isn't it? And yes. I assume this is the last time... This amount of protocol will happen. I mean, you know, it's a good thing we don't record our podcast on a Friday. We couldn't have done it on the Friday, Lucy.
No. What do you mean the last time that we'll have this much protocol?
Well, when Charles goes, I don't think that I think there'll be rolling news for a day, and then I think they'll probably play the Archers.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I think people by Sunday are going to go. Is it okay if we just sort of go back to normal news and telly now?
My son completely misunderstood and thought the 10 days of mourning meant 10 days off school. So he was like, yes! And we said, no.
Au contraire, mister, you are.
Go, yeah, exactly. And that would be a bank holiday.
It's not a pandemic.
And it's a Monday when you don't even have any lessons. So there we go. So get on with it.
Oh no, has he got no silver lining?
Yes, he did. He did look a little bit saggy after we've broken it to him. But anyway.
Well, I mean, is it 10 days? Who mourns for 10 days apart from the family?
I don't know. I've no idea.
I mean, because I thought the BBC, it might be, you know, just rolling news for a week. But it's only till Sunday, I think.
Mm. Well,
I don't mind it.
How much more can they say?
Well, they haven't had every single celebrity on yet.
Yet.
Rufus said, by Sunday night, it'll be Debbie McGee doing her anecdotes. I mean, anyone who's met the Queen now is basically allowed on, aren't they? I met Prince Charles. I should be allowed to say something.
What would you like to say, Harriet?
I gave him a whiskey.
Did you?
Yeah. It was at the Scottish... It was at the opening of the Scottish Parliament. And he was there at a party and I was high-class waitressing. And I had to give him his drink.
Ah.
Yeah, it was quite an honour, Lucy. And he said, thank you. I said, okay.
Love and you. Oh, sorry.
Walked away like Liz Truss walked towards him. Just with my shoulders hunched. Not really knowing how to walk, whether I should be backing off. Or which... So I sort of went sideways.
Who is that woman who walks like a crab? Why is she doing that? Is there something wrong with her?
She's a student at Edinburgh. Yes. She's a high-class waitress. No, he didn't say that. I like Charles. Yeah, let's see what happens. Happen, really, won't it?
No. I am eternally grateful for one thing from the Queen, which she managed to prevent Boris Johnson having his Churchill moment by dying just after he'd gone. Ha, ha, ha.
I think she did that. Deliberately, actually. Yeah. It feels like
I'm hanging on until Thursday. When is he definitely gone? Okay, I'm off then.
I want that man out of the limelight.
Yeah.
Because actually, he would have loved it, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Because he did do a brilliant speech, I thought, but he would have just lapped up the attention.
Yeah.
And everything else would have been forgotten. Well, for him anyway.
Mm.
No, I'm so glad.
Yes.
So glad. I genuinely
think
she did
the Queen.
That for us. Thank you.
Yes.
Cool. Love her, but you know, great innings, fantastic life, so good for her.
Yes. Right.
Okay, so what happened? I can't believe they didn't manage, because you would have thought they'd pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
my friend Horatia and I were trying to work out how they were going to drop it in. She said, do you think we're going to say something like, oh, Pip, why the long face? Well, I've just heard the news. Surely they could have recorded that months ago.
Well,
because
you'd think they'd have had it in the archive for at least 5 years.
Yeah,
and then, but I guess the trouble
unless
is
it was Kathy that said it.
Exactly. How do you put it in the context of what's going? So Jolene would have been like, "Yeah, anyway, after I do those posters, I'm going to go down to the church and say a prayer for Her Majesty or something." But it would have just been a bit odd.
I'm as worried about Chelsea as I am worried about the Queen.
And now the Queen's died. Passed. Anyway.
Oh, well, so much for us trying to do that respectfully. Anyway.
Now I feel bad. Do you think we don't need to cut it?
No, we don't need to cut it.
Okay. And I'm so sorry if we have offended anyone. We are genuinely sad. But I feel like when anyone dies, unless it's a terrible tragedy, if they're young, it's super sad.
Yeah, she was 96 and she had an amazing
great
flipping life.
So it's only a celebration as far as I'm concerned. Except for not having a queen anymore, which is annoying.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway.
Shall I do the monologue?
Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye. Yes, please. What, Lucy? tell us what happened this week in Ambridge.
We began the week with Russ and Lily making romantic plans about investing all their savings in a skip next to the canal, drinking coffee while watching the prams float by and treating each other's vials disease. Once Lily had made this snap decision to sink all her money into property with a pedo, she turned her mind to more flippant things, namely what to wear for her induction day at university. Freddie advised her to wear Converse so she didn't look too smart. Smart? In my day, if you're wearing your jeans the right way round, that was seen as going it a bit. Jill had taken on the burden of collecting pants and burying them all over Ambridge, including Eddie's. I would not fancy burying Eddie's pants. They'd fight back, hauling themselves out of the earth, wandering around the village like the undead. What made this idea even yuckier was the
undercracks. Oh my god.
What made this idea yuckier was the undercracker entombment happening at the same time that Clary was furiously making chutney. And the two things have created a very unhappy association in my mind. Shay Horobin. Tracy was attempting to have a calm, quiet, supportive word with Chelsea, but within 2 seconds had got her by the throat and was shouting, "What have I always said to you, you moron?" This is not an unfamiliar scene to those of us who enjoy living with teenagers and the many daily small cardiac arrests they put us through, and they are forever threatening to just go then, as you clearly don't want me here and I might as well just go and look after myself, but they don't all actually go and do it, unlike Chelsea. Teenagers and toddlers are unique in their ability to make you want to hug and throttle them at exactly the same moment on a daily basis. Meanwhile, back at Lower Loxley again, things went from bad to apocalyptic very quickly indeed. After a somewhat hysterical inquiry from Tracy, Lily and half the village had Russ pegged as Chelsea's baby daddy before he'd even had a chance to wipe his hands on his dungarees and adjust his beanie. Jazza was threatening to make him into sausage, pork and nonce, and Lily decided that now would be a smashing time to tell him that she'd shagged lovely Sol, which I personally hope she's going to do a lot more of, but hopefully not on the microphone. Everybody was out looking for Chelsea, including the Rozzers. If you're a 17-year-old from Peckham, Chelsea, the Rozzers wouldn't give a monkey, so it's nice to see harassment getting to grips with it. Tracy explained to him very carefully that Chelsea was pregnant and that the situation required discretion. "Be discreet," said harassment. "Right. Does that mean do tell Fallon or don't tell Fallon?" The whole village was involved. It was like the flower and produce show, but with more frowning. Even Freddie Pargeter had posters printed that said, "Have you seen this grill?" Midweek, and still no news of Chelsea. Poor old Bradley tried to make things better by continually bringing up scenarios that Tracy hadn't even thought of. "Have we thought about axe-wielding maniacs, Mum? That's always a possibility." Alistair went to a soft play centre to take his mind off everything, and Jimus tagged along, taking that moment as they were groin deep in a ball pool to ask Alistair if he felt he'd missed out as a child. Timing, Jimus, timing! And we ended the week on a happier note, with Chelsea ringing Uncle Jimus to say she was all right. I'm not going to speculate feverishly about who she may or may not be with, as frankly I do not have a clue. I just want the Horobins to have a break, and am strongly tempted to follow Mr. Newby's lead in his decision to create a rival farming soap opera called The Happy Horobins, in which Tracy wins the lottery, Jazza is given the freedom of Glasgow and a sponsorship deal with Glenfiddich, Brad becomes the next Brian Cox, not that one, the good-looking one, and Chelsea marries Freddie and becomes a Chatelaine of Lower Loxley and turns the whole thing into a spa that knocks gay Grables into a cocked hat, and everyone else in the village has to live in a bin for a bit. That would even up the karmic score, I think. The end.
I think the Happy Horobins would be the equivalent of El Dorado.
Yes.
Who was trying to contrast with EastEnders.
Yes, yes.
It just might not work.
It's got
it's
to
not
be.
Dramatic.
But it would be so nice. Just we'll for a few weeks.
We'll tune in for a week and then we'll want some terrible.
Yeah. Then they'll be getting accident. On our nerves because they're all too happy. But
yeah.
I just think. They deserve a... They
yeah,
just,
but it's... Don't you worry, Lucy. Something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. It's gonna be great. Something... A big,
are you doing jazz
ending.
Hands? You are, aren't you?
I was, yeah. I was straining.
Really? You're back
sorry.
On your loo again, are you?
Well, yes. Quite frankly and literally, I am. It's gonna be... fun, but I love this storyline, and I actually felt we can't keep bringing it up, but it was sad timing for the Archers, wasn't it, the death of our beloved monarch, because it was so good And then they had that thing of like, oh shit, we can't play the next episode. But I think they played it for about 10 minutes and then they took it off. And then it was on Sounds. It was on the next day, but it doesn't seem to be on Sounds now.
Oh.
So if you missed it on the Thursday or the Friday, then I think you've missed it until the Omnibus.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Don't worry, it's all going to be fine. There's going to be a happy ending eventually.
Do you think? Do you think she's going to have the baby?
Where is she, though? No, I think there is no baby.
Ah.
I think...
Someone else has said that. Can I read you this email?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
Anne Petrie said, my predictions for what it's worth. Chelsea is going to arrive back in Ambridge at Alistair's party. Also, I think pregnancy turns out to be false alarm.
Yeah.
However, not before destroying Ross's reputation as Chelsea confesses that she and him did have a one-night stand.
Ooh.
Best wishes from new listener Anne. Hello, new listener Anne.
Oh, hi, new listener Anne. Well, my friend Martha, I don't know if she does listen to the podcast. She pretends she does. But she actually texted me. We never talk about the Archers. But then she texted me to say, what do you think's going on? Do you think Russ could have got him pregnant? And I said, I think it's now a red herring because it's so obvious. Mm. This was before him and Lily split up. But then she said, it's convenient that Lily's been unfaithful, but I think he gave up too quickly to be innocent. But maybe Freddie sounding relieved, no eyes on him. Intriguing.
Well, yes, there was a sort of... when you go, oh, right, fine. Right, well, if you've made up your mind, so let's not even talk about it anymore then. Before he said, well, no, he did say, of course I didn't.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
No, I don't think he did, because as you said, I think it's a bit too obvious.
And then I think then we'd have to write Russ off completely. And yeah. I don't think that, I imagine the Archers wouldn't want to do that.
It is interesting though, isn't it? That thing about, you know, people say when a man marries his mistress, he just creates a vacancy. And all that, and that if you're with somebody that left their wife for you, then they'll do it again because that's how they got you, so that's how they'll get the next one.
Oh.
And the trouble is with Russ, because of the way that him and Lily got together, he's never, ever, ever going to be able to get away from that.
No, but so I was feeling sorry for him at that moment and thinking. He can never be untarnished ever again. But then when Tracy was like, and we let this, you know, no one blinked an eye, did they, when he came into the village and, you know, but, and then you're like, well, yes, he did groom her to an extent.
Yeah. Yep.
And she was his pupil.
Yeah.
He should have stayed away. So then it sort of made me reconsider that relationship again.
Yeah.
It's a really difficult one, isn't it?
Yes.
Because she was like, just because they're in love, it's fine. And it's difficult. Also, because I'm currently listening to, have you listened to the Teacher's Pet podcast?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Because that's also playing alongside the Archers with me at the moment. I keep getting everything muddled up and it's all taking a bit of a dark turn. But it does make you remember that Russ was her teacher.
Yeah.
And that is not on.
I mean, I presume you went to school a lot later than me, but...
Oh, it was rife. Teachers copping off with... Yeah, and it wasn't a massive deal, was it?
No. And it was absolutely on a daily basis that the sixth form girls who were 16, 15... Yeah, fifth year, lower sixth, would get comments from... male teachers all the time. The boys would discuss their sex lives with the teachers about girls that were sitting in the class. You know, there was a boy, a pupil, was sexually harassing a female teacher. You know, it was absolutely all over the shop, but the school, when I did the school governor stuff, you wouldn't believe how many rules and things that Russ broke.
Well, that's the thing.
To do what he did with Lily, he should just, as soon as you even think that the pupil may like you more than, you should just back off. You change classes if necessary. You are ultra, ultra, ultra controlled and you write everything down. You're not on your own with them in the class. There has to be someone else there. You know, always open.
I guess, assumed it was okay because she was over the age of consent or she wasn't, Was she 17 or 18? I can't remember. But she was at college, wasn't she? So
17
To him, like, yeah. I mean, because that is so young.
Well, actually, that's William's age. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
you're so vulnerable at that age.
Yeah,
and everybody knows that a person in a, you know, the status thing is going to massively affect your feelings for someone. So you just, as a teacher, it's disgusting. Mm. And he did get fired, didn't he?
Yeah.
But anyway, regardless of all that. Oh, did he?
Left. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think
he left because he knew he was going to be fired. So he just sort of.
But now that they're sort of, you know, in a stable relationship, but it all seemed that it was actually fine. Or, you know, that's sort of, we forgot, didn't we, basically? Mm. And so I thought it was quite interesting that Tracy brought it up again.
Yeah.
And I thought that scene was great with Russ and Lily and Tracy. Yeah. And I thought, you know, it was brilliantly played.
Yeah.
But he did give up quite easily.
And I almost felt sort of sick for Lily. You know, you have that horrible feeling in the pit of your stomach.
Yeah.
When she went out and she was just talking to Freddie, and she said, Do you think he did it? And if you're even questioning that in your head, you shouldn't be with the person, should you? Because you're
Because you can't ever try unless you trust him completely.
Yeah, because you know that he lied to get you. You know exactly what he's capable of to get somebody else. Yeah. That's the awful thing.
No, it was that awful thing of when he came back and he was just going, oh, my God, it was so difficult. Yeah. And the police were asking. And you could just feel her stomach just being repelled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
He said, come and have a cuddle. And she was like, no, I don't want to
take a cuddle. Come and have a cuddle, Money Penny. Ugh, gross. All disgusting, but very good drama. Very good drama. And then I liked the scene. Do you think the soft play scene was our light relief?
I don't know. Was it
deliberately played for comic effect? I thought it was.
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
No, I didn't really understand.
I know Chelsea's a hairdresser. Why would she just not? You can, for God knows, she could just give a false name and take a cash in hand job as a hairdresser absolutely anywhere. Why would she need to become a childminder in a ball
thing? Yeah, I just couldn't understand what the rationale was for setting it in a soft play centre, unless it was for comedy value.
But it was just Jimus's kind of total astonishment that places like this existed. And then the immediate angst that he'd somehow... I thought he was going to say to Alistair, would you like to go to the safari park at the weekend? You know, we could go to Woburn. Would you like a sticker?
When Alistair went, there she is. She's behind that blue inflatable triangle. Yeah. Let's go. And you can imagine them both running.
wading through plastic balls and...
climbing up those slippery poles, because that would have been good, wouldn't it, if there'd been a sort of chase.
I mean, that's weird for a start. Two elderly gentlemen chasing a teenager around a ball pool is slightly odd.
They definitely would have got marched off the premises, those two. Because anything more suspicious. No children with
you. Out you go, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Yeah, they wouldn't have even been allowed in. Looking for a young girl, are you? I bet you are. Get out. How young? Get out.
Laurie Jones has emailed us.
Hi, Laurie.
With another theory. Chelsea went to see Blake. They hit it off. She's a sly one. It's probably been too long for him to be the father unless she's been meeting up with him clandestinely.
So good.
This is most likely wrong, but I liked Blake and want him to come back.
That is absolute genius. I think that is brilliant.
Do we think that the father is somebody that we know? Oh, because you reckon there's not a father because there's not a baby.
Oh, no, hang on. Because who was it on Twitter? Let me see, because I retweeted it. Who said it's Josh? And I thought that was...
Josh?
Yes, because... Hold it. Oh, I've retweeted so much Queen stuff. I'll never be able to find this. Queen stuff. Oh, yeah. So, David Hinsman, just listened to the episode of The Rave again, July the 1st, 2022, and OMG, it's Josh. 6 retweets, 67 likes. Because do you remember when there was The Rave?
Yeah.
Her and Josh also had a scene together.
But Josh was too busy worrying about Ben. He was absolutely...
Yeah, but he did. Him and Chelsea had a... There was... I remember it. There was sort of a conversation or something. And that could be, you know, like, well, it's like Miss Marple, isn't it? It's the sort of character that's only in it for 5 minutes. Mm. Is always the murderer. And the red herrings are the obvious ones. And that would actually sort of work out, wouldn't it? Although Pip got pregnant. Yeah, maybe not. Okay, I just thought that was very, very interesting.
I'd completely forgotten there was even a scene with Josh and
exactly.
Chelsea
all,
at the rave.
We'd all forgotten, but he listened back.
I just remember Lily going off and buying the drinks, Russ staying with Chelsea, and Lily bumping into Sol and saying, no, I love Russ and I'm really happy.
Yeah,
with
but
him,
there was
blah,
also
blah,
a Chelsea-Josh scene.
Ah.
Yeah, well, we should probably listen back. Mm. I just retweeted it because I thought it was great, but I didn't bother listening back. But I believe you, David.
So runners and riders are Blake, Josh, or no baby.
But I think going to see Blake to sort of get comfort and shelter is to get away from it.
Yeah.
But then either it's a false alarm, which I hope it is. I hope it's, you know, I hope the baby's safe if she is pregnant. But hopefully it's just a phantom pregnancy or something.
Yes.
That would be much easier for everybody to deal with.
It really would.
But I think the village, like the listeners, are enjoying the drama. They love a poster, don't they? They love photocopying a poster and handing them out.
I just love the fact that the whole village is marching around with posters and the other... No, half the village is marching around and the other half is burying their underpants. Just thinking, oh dear, sublime to the
ridiculous. Disappointed in Richard White. You know, they were like, oh yeah, Richard Thwaite's taking some posts. I loved the fact that Richard Thwaite came back into it having slagged off Chelsea. I thought it was so good. That's the thing, isn't it? The whole village gets involved because everybody, no one can resist a drama.
Yeah.
Except half of them are going, yeah, well, she brought it on herself, didn't she?
Yeah.
She's probably pregnant.
But it is exactly what Bradley said, you know.
Bradley's... I know he's super intelligent, but he comes across a bit dim at times, doesn't he?
Well, he's just a bit emotionally unintelligent, isn't it? Yes, exactly. He's kind of like, it's sort of in my head. Do you know Milhouse off The Simpsons?
Yeah, yeah.
That's who I imagine. Yeah. That's what I think he looks like.
Yeah, and also he loves because he was talking to Susan about his course and going, yeah, because we've got a lecture on EPQ, and she was like, and she just went. Obviously loves talking
don't,
about...
Don't tell me what that is, Brad. I don't care. I'm not interested.
Very nice. Yeah. It's about... is it now? Just fry the bacon, Bradley.
And I love the fact as well that he's always hungry. Whatever. They found Chelsea's dismembered corpse. Are you hungry, Brad? Yeah.
Oh, so sweet. He is very, very cute. And then what about his dad?
Ugh.
Dirty, dirty, dead. You could have written that.
What
we could have
horror,
written
man,
any one of us could have written that scene. Yeah. There was no way Den wasn't going to ask for some money.
Yeah,
there?
And it wasn't exactly nuanced, was it? I am a bad man. I should not be allowed anywhere near you. I was horrible to your mother. That's why she left me. I made her feel inadequate. That's why she's got no self-confidence. Can I borrow £200? You're rich, you'll do, you know.
I could be a better father to you if I had £200 to mend my car.
Yes. And poor Brad fell for it, didn't he? Bless him.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome back from your ad break.
Oh, very good.
Don't know that. The internet
like you're
went
thinking
down
there, lady. No.
A and we've been, I've been online
running around restarting things. Sorry, Harriet. Sorry.
No, it's great. No, it's great because I've caught up with all my WhatsApp school chat.
Great
stuff.
Brilliant. Glad so, I could be of service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been putting some hilarious comments to some really serious questions, Lucy.
Oh, I bet I'm you're popular, kind of aren't you? Okay, don't I know. Don't
really
ask
annoying.
That Carmichael.
Just really
woman,
annoying.
Just...
Well, it's a new WhatsApp because be Eliza flippant. Started a secondary school, so it's new. Yeah, it's just new. It's a new WhatsApp because obviously, quite rightly, people are worried about what sort of length the sock should be, and I just sort of think if it's the wrong length, we'll just they'll tell us.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I don't obviously write that. I just write hilarious little comments that are sort of matey and yeah, I think people just find me really annoying. No, I try and stay off it as a rule.
Like you care. Rule. Yes, yes, exactly. Join and mute. That's the two stages of WhatsApp. Join, hello everybody, mute them. That's it. Never answer again.
No, it was accidental because there was a thread on school shoes, and someone said they're not allowed patent school shoes. So I said, well, that's a step too far. Then realised it was a pun.
All right, Team Vine, bloody hell.
Literally, people were lolling their pants off. So I, within 5 minutes, just became the funny guy.
Become a oh my God. It's a low bar, I have to say.
To keep that up, I mean, very low. Very, 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 very low. But there's a pressure on me now, Lucy.
Yeah, well, you set that entirely up yourself.
I don't mind.
By your hilarious punning from the start. You're a victim of your own success.
I'm just staying off it.
Okay.
Anyway. So we're all caught up now, so it's fine. It's fine. We all have the right length of sock.
Excellent.
So
good.
Your listeners are reassured.
Mafeking will
anyway,
be relieved.
Where were we?
I think we better go fairly quickly now because my internet's going to collapse again.
Sorry.
Because I'm now running the entire podcast off my mobile phone. So
Before I forget, one other important update was that there was a second branded word this week.
What Converse. Was that? Oh,
well, they
yes.
had Marmite last time. This week, they say Converse.
It's because they're scrapping the licence fee,
modern.
You see. They just think, oh, sod it, now we're going to be bought by Channel 4 anyway. Might as well just go for it. Next week is going to be...
Go for it.
The Archers, sponsored by Kerrygold.
In Ireland.
Yeah, whatever.
Kerrygold from Ireland. Yeah, good idea.
Hmm.
And they say condoms. Ooh!
Did they?
They said condoms twice because Tracy quite rightly had a go at Chelsea, I thought. I mean, obviously it's a bit harsh, but she had been kind up to that point.
Yeah.
About, you know, you do wear a condom. And then Lily got a condom in her freshers pack.
That's right.
And then Russ did a sort of eeky thing about, don't forget you're with me. And we don't use condoms, Lily.
Not anymore, Russy.
We refuse to use them, Lily.
It's like having a shower with your wellies on. Wah, wah, wah. Odious twat. Anyway.
Oh, can I just say one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
Freddie said Tuesday and Lily
said
something like Tuesday. They both have that written to say Radio Tuesday.
Mm.
No one says that anymore, do they? No one says Tuesday, except on the radio.
My Australian friend finds it hilarious that I say 5th. It's the 5th of September rather than 5th. And she said, geez, she says, how do you guys have time for all that? And I said, what? She said, you know, all the consonants and everything.
I don't know anyone who says whatever you say. 5th.
The 5th.
You should go on the radio.
Henry the 5th. 5th. It's not 5th. There's a foot in it. Twice.
Charles the 3rd.
Cajoles. Anyway.
It's like saying... If I do ads and you have to say texts.
Yeah.
It's a very hard word to say texts. On the radio.
Yes.
Texts.
Yes.
Anyway, too many consonants that all sound the same.
Consonants, not consonants.
Is it, has a flower and produce been cancelled?
Oh,
now?
Has it?
Well, I mean, Chelsea's run away and the Queen's died.
Mm.
I'm interested to see what they're going to do as a tribute, because they're going to have to do something amazing.
Alan will have Alan. They'll wheel Alan out, God. Won't they? And he'll do one of his braying,
there'll be a Sunday special,
whinnying speeches from the pulpit again.
Jill might say something wobbly.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll get Peggy back from retirement just for a special episode. That'd be good.
She could just come back and go, I won. And then,
any good, dear.
I still won. Goodbye.
Did you see that she wrote into the Sunday Times or something?
I think you'll find Mr. Dimbleby.
I love
her. She's class, that woman.
Just when you thought you couldn't love her enough.
Yeah.
Very classy lady.
Yeah. Very, very excellent. Right. And now let's go over to Radio Borsetshire.
Radio Borsetshire.
Colin, I need to talk to you. What do you mean, no? Where are you going? Also, that man with funny trousers on front desk, he has gone too. Oh, you're striking? Striking what? Oh, I see. Well, that is good. Democracy. In Eurovisia, we cannot strike or they take away all our goat. Never mind, Colin, you go striking and I will run the show myself. Yes, yes, I can. I can do the desk. He's only pushing a knob. I've done that before. Off you go. Oh, Colin, what are you strick about? They take away subsidised jacket potato. Oh, that is very bad. I support your strike. Up the workers very hard. Colin, a seat much too high. My thigh are squished, but he have little spinny spider leg and mine are toned from bending down to pick up air grips. Now, where is Mike Slider? Oh, here it is. Whoop, now I sound like that man with the beard who shout at elves. Oh, here we are. That is normal. I sound like me. Hello, hello. This is Febreze, looking like I have just stepped out of the salon because I have. I am running the show today because Colin is exercising his demographic right to protest about a jagged potato, and I'm very close behind him, up to my hilt. I am good manager and do not have industrial actions in my salon. In fact, I do not have many actions at all if Kelly Marie is there. She fell absolutely asleep answering phone yesterday. I saw her do it. But lucky I threw a pot of styling wax at her and she wake up quick and say, oh yes, madam, is that half a head of highlights? And she was talked to British Gas. She is not management material, I don't think, but she is very good at corn removal, so I keep her. And also, she is the only one who remember my spacey NK online password. So, today we are going to have a phone-in about learning new experience. For example, today is the first time I am in charge of desk, but am I scared? No. I have got calming thing with me, like my honey and chamomile tea. Oh no! My elbow knock it over! Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I will just mop with tissue. Oh, knob are all sticky now. I will spray with 40WW. Hold on. Oh, this one I've stick all with honey. Oh, I have nail file in my bum bag. I can get it back up. Ah, well, it is not stuck anymore, but it is in my hand. I will attach it.
Radio Borsage.
Oh, that is the birthday song. What did I press to get that? Oh, my seaweed salad rest on the button. Okay, now we should probably have advert while I wipe all 40WDW off my salad. Colin have all the adverts queued up, I think. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the important thing is that you are prepared to try. I mean, I am prepared to try at producing, and look how well it is going. And now we will have advertising break. At the national anthem. It must be other set of buttons over here.
quack, quack.
Oops.
Hi there, pop pickers.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, could you just talk between yourself for a moment as I am experiencing technical issue? We may have to suspend the broadcast. Colin, could you stop excommunicating your demagogic right and help me, please, if you are listening, please? Next week, ladies and gentlemen, we will be discussing fear of failure. Goodbye!
Radio Borsetshire.
Thank you, Febreze. And now we have an overseas... Oh, wow! We've got an overseas catch-up from our bush correspondent, Tom Peach.
Well, girls, it's been a while since I last spoke to you. During that time, a few things have happened. The whole Peach family came down with the COVID, something terrible, despite being vaccinated up the wazoo. Although technically, I think we were vaccinated in the am. I've heard that being vaccinated up the wazoo is less than helpful. And we visited the UK. We were back in the mother country. That was a strange experience. Most of my contact with the mother country over the last few years has been through the arches. So when I arrived back, I was expecting to see a bucolic landscape with fates and real ale and lovely shows and sheep gamboling in the fields. I was not expecting to see people drowning in their own sweat in the 40-degree heat, planes not landing properly, rails buckling, and, quite frankly, a mode of shit to keep the French out. I'm not saying your new leader, Liz, is going to do any better, but really, can't get much worse, can it? There's always space for you over here in Australia. Just don't come by boat. We don't like that anymore. And as you may recall, one of the things I do for fun is I teach playwriting as part of the local theatre. And can I just say to the Archer scriptwriters, I'm not disappointed. I'm angry. How dare you create a character like Chelsea? Somebody who's complex, loving, fun, has a strong moral core, has her own ideas, has a fantastic voice, and then treat her with such an EastEnders-like disdain for her character development. I mean, pardon my French, but for fuck's sake, what are you doing? And to add insult to injury, clearly it's going to be Russ's, isn't it? I mean, who else has she spoken to? It's not going to be Brad. It's not going to be Jazz's. It's not going to be Oliver's. Or could it be Alistair's? No, I don't think so. So, George, the potential sperm donor for that particular horrific storyline. But no, it's going to be Russ. That's why Russ wants to spend all his money, run away, get a bolt hole somewhere he's not going to have to see Chelsea or his little ankle biter anymore. Jesus, guys, come on, grow up. Now, I believe the last baby to be had outside of a traditional relationship in the Arches was the little pipsqueak. And what happened there? Love of the family, everybody put their arms around her, she maintained a good relationship with the baby daddy, and all seems golden. So what are we going to happen to Chelsea though? Nah, we're going to have abortion, we're going to have distress, we're going to have lack of money, we're going to have a mum falling out with her, we're going to have Jazza getting all moralistic. All this crap is going to go on. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to go all Wolf Creek on your asses, but sort yourselves out. Now, the pants storyline. Am I the only one who just doesn't understand what the fuck is going on with that? I mean, you put your pants in the soil and then you dig your pants up. I find it hard to believe that you guys don't have anything better to do. Is there nothing on the television? Is there nothing at the cinema? Is the Tory leadership election that bad that you'd rather go out and watch your pants rot than have anything to do with it? Now, for me, what I'd like to see happen is for Russ to do the decent thing. Russ, looking at you here now, Chief. We know you've got a type for the slightly younger young lady. I'm not saying what I think I'm saying, but I might be saying what you think I'm saying, if you know what I mean.
From the depths of the bush.
Wow. Cheers, Tom. Cheers, Pom. Tom, you're all... Oh, that was a slip of the tongue. You old pom. We know he's a pom. Do we know that officially?
We do know that officially, yes.
If you'd like to visit patreon.com and look up Ambridge on the Couch, you can support us at any subscription level. And you're going to get an exciting... aren't the Patreons... When are we doing exciting...
Oh, yes. We're going to send out dates soon, and then all our Patreons can come and have a chat with us.
Yay.
We will do a Q&A.
Can we have a chat with them?
Yes.
Good.
It will be a two-way thing.
Good. Ooh.
Yes, it won't be like a Hollywood panel where we just sit up there on a platform looking uncomfortable where they fire awkward questions at us. I hope it's not going to be like that anyway.
Or like anyway, a quick fire TikTok video.
Yeah.
Favorite breakfast.
Hum.
When did you last wash your hair? What's your most secret piercing? I feel sick.
Is it the skirt in the pin in my kilt? I don't know.
Shall I go again?
Yes, because it's red.
Okay. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, and at on Ambridge. Febreze is at Fabulous Febreze, or you can email us at ambridgeonthecouch@gmail.com.
Do you know what? Andrew Horn messaged me and said, you know there's an easy way round your Twitter problem where you can't say...
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, yes, and then completely forgot to use it. So let me find his... thingy, and I'll tell you what his suggestion was, because it was good, although I was completely perplexed as to what the hell he was talking about, because I thought what, it didn't make sense. Right,
what's wrong with that?
At Ambridge, he said, we are on Twitter at on Ambridge.
Oh, that's so good. Good.
Okay, so we are on Twitter at on Ambridge.
Very good. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Andrew. We'll do that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
He writes for a living.
Yes, you read for one. Ha ha ha. And now over to Matt Rodriguez Payne,
who has
this is such a... You won't remember this, but I don't either, because it is from a very long time ago.
Okay.
But it was a program called Housewives Choice. And it had an incredibly catchy theme tune, and this is the very catchy theme tune.
Lucy, should we dedicate it to our beloved former... No, hang on. Our beloved Queen, Her Majesty.
The Housewife's Choice.
The Housewife's Choice.
Okay.
Doesn't put a smile on your face.
I bet she'd never had a tribute like that before.
I can imagine her listening to that with the corgis yapping at her side.
Yes.
Or smiling at her side.
Dead ones that she's now reunited with.
Oh, Lucy.
Because she only had one left, didn't she?
Well, who were all those corgis that were coming down from Balmoral on a plane?
Oh, I don't know. That was the family.
That was just gorgeous, Matt.
It was.
And very timely, because I genuinely think that is a great tribute to Her Majesty the Queen. Because Housewives' Choice must have been from the 50s or something.
Yes, it was, 40s and 50s.
Diddle-diddle-diddle. I recognise the tune.
Yeah.
It's great. It's fantastic. Clever Matt.
I have visions.
How are you so imaginative?
On that one, you could almost hear kettle drums in the background. And I've now got visions of... Matt, like hiring entire orchestras and hiring out halls on a Saturday morning I think we'll have the timpani in here, and then
I would pay to see Matt Rodriguez Payne live.
Like at the Albert Hall when they do that.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. He could, yeah. He's absolutely fantastic.
Matt Rodriguez and his pain.
I can't wait. He could come on a Zoom and do live music. Probably wouldn't sound as good on the Zoom, would it?
And might be a bit stressful for him as well, having to do live music.
Well, when we play the Royal Albert Hall,
yeah,
or similar,
yeah,
then maybe Matt can bring his accordion.
Or similar being the Harlequin pub in Sheffield.
Yeah, yeah. When we get round to it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Let's start with the Zoom call.
Add that to a very, very long list. Yes. So, Patreons, stand by. We will be emailing you with a date and a time, and then right at the last minute we'll send you the login so that we don't have any of the problems that people have on Zoom calls when they're being ambushed every now and again, hijacked.
Can't wait for next week's The Archers.
Oh,
can't wait. I love this storyline. It's brilliant. I thought Tracy's crying was really, really good.
I know.
She's so I really such felt a good for actress. Her.
Yeah.
Oh, she is a great actress.
And Jazza just trying to help and he doesn't know how. And
there's a lovely sisterly bond between
Harriet.
I was going to say Susie and Susie.
Yeah.
So God.
We're all getting a little bit muddled and overtired now, aren't we?
Yes. I need to get back to the baby. Not my dog.
No.
And you need to get back to cleaning the house.
Oh, God.
And fixing your virgin.
Could someone please just buy my house? You can have it for any. I don't care. It's just the strain of having to keep it tidy. Oh. Do you know what? You know when I messaged you yesterday? 10 o'clock at night, the estate agent rang and said, could they come? They want to come at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
No, you're joking, Lucy.
And I was in the middle of I had people over.
Is not on.
And also, just top tip, if anyone's selling their house at the moment, don't cook curry the night before you're going to show the house the next morning.
You dick.
You cannot believe how far turmeric can go.
No, it lingers for days,
I know.
Lucy.
No, you can get away with that with the scented candle and one of those ones that's the fresh air smell that you get from whoever
Plug
they
in.
Are. No, I think it's Price's candles.
Oh, what about your nice Wolf and Badger one? I know it's not from Wolf and Badger.
No, I had that going as well. Honestly, I had everything going. But the fact that I've turned some of the floor sort of fluorescent yellow now because of flipping turmeric that doesn't come out of anything ever.
Oh, it never comes out your nails, does it?
Nope. So I now look like I smoke 50 a day and I've got a glow-in-the-dark kitchen. So,
do you want to buy me a house?
Yeah, exactly.
It smells nice, doesn't it?
I could just say a party. What...
The virgin's not very reliable, but...
That's virgins for you. Okay, have a lovely week, everybody.
But I'm on the radio. Nick Berry came once, never returned. Nick, if you are listening, do buy her house. It's
absolutely
gorgeous.
Please buy my house. How do you know? You haven't seen my house.
I know. I can imagine.
Have you been stalking on Right Move? Everyone seems to pretend I saw your house on Right Move. I'm like, how did you?
Oh, I'm gonna look. I haven't even done that yet. I'm going to do that. Okay. I don't even know where your house is. Don't even Essex? Somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Lucy.
Let's just give out my address on the podcast, shall we? That would be good. Thanks.
STD4. Yeah, anyway. See you next week. Have a lovely week.
Have a lovely week, everybody.
Bye.
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 Thanks, Lucy. Good luck.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed for this week.
Hey, thanks.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.